Good morning, Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Very excited to bring you the Sold Stories Report for Q1 2024. This is where I'll bring you absolutely every single report that I've prepared over the last 3 months. So when you're looking at how to decide if you're deciding to make a move to obviously want maximum sold price for your property, you're going to want to make sure you get this report first. The only thing that matters when it comes to deciding on your home value is what is in it for you. You cannot be focused on anything besides that metric. And these reports are actually created for you specifically. Whenever I create a specific real estate wealth report, and I've prepared reports, as you can see on this map, all over the city and outside the GTA as well, York Region, Halton Region, Durham, Peel, you name it. And these reports have led to some of the most incredible results that some of these sellers just didn't dream possible. One of the things that you have to keep in mind is that we are in a position right now where this is the month to be on the market. This is based on a recent report from a major real estate organization, and they have studied it and showed that April is the month to be on the market. Now, knowing all the background details, knowing all the specifics that goes into that is what makes the difference between an average sale and getting maximum sold price. And make no mistake about this, my only goal for you listening is to make sure that you get the maximum sold price guaranteed, not just a sale. And the reason why I say it this way is because too often when you're hiring someone to sell your house, they're in the position where in some cases your house is just their next listing. I've got a different philosophy, and this is why I want to make sure I'm able to speak to each of you individually about this. My philosophy is your house is the Playboy Mansion, meaning that a guest of mine that showed up, a guest of mine on this podcast was kind enough to join me. He is the agent who sold the Playboy Mansion. And one of his great quotes from that podcast is, "While I have this listing, you own me. I will do nothing else. I will not focus on anything else." And that's the way I am. And that's the reason why I don't have a huge amount of volume that I handle every year. In fact, if I help less than 20 people a year, I've done my job, and I've done it well because I was able to concentrate on each one of your sales and get the results that you demand. And because of that, I've been doing this now almost 25 years. Because of the fact that your referrals, your introductions, your repeat business is what keeps me in business. So that's the secret. But now I want to make sure that another level of secret weapon is revealed. And this is going to be something you need to see. This is the Sold Stories report for this quarter for your area, meaning the 1 kilometer zone around your property. For you to say that you're ready to sell without getting this report and all the specific metrics involved, a lot of information that you will not see on Google or online simply because it hasn't been shared. The beauty of what I do is I meet with so many of you on a weekly basis, and I'm just on my way out this morning to do the same thing. My goal is to simply meet, talk to, connect with 3 to 5 people a day who are in the process of either making a move or thinking about it or relocating somewhere. And my goal is to make sure that each one of you has my very specific attention. And the difference is, it's just me. There's no team. There's no rookies. I'm not going to be involving anybody else aside from office administrations. But the good news is, when you're talking to me and I'm the one handling your sale process on a daily basis, I become your VIP real estate concierge. And it's always been that way for me. It'll always be that way. There'll never be a lesser version of service for me. And if there ever is, there will be no me. I will not do this business unless I can provide the highest level of service. And once again, I'll mention it one more time before I go. Yes, I've been doing this now for almost 25 years. I started in my late 20s. I am now in my very early 50s. So I've learned a lot of things. I've learned what to do, and mostly I've learned what not to do along the way. And as I've learned those mistakes to avoid, my clients have gotten wealthier and wealthier. So the more mistakes I've made, the wealthier many of you have become, because I've learned what to do and what not to do in terms of the marketing of your properties. What works for some does not work for others. If you're following someone's marketing template, be very, very, very weary of that. Do not let someone just put you in their rotation just to be another listing. Your story demands specific attention. And I want to make sure that I'm the one that provides that. So this is my, you know, first week of April message to all of you listening. For those of you who don't have this report, make sure you head over to either realestatewealthreport.com, and that'll bring you there for the direct link to sign up. Or you can just go right through realestatepodcastshow.com. The link is there for property wealth reports. Thanks for tuning in. I'm wishing you all the very best April of your lives. And if I can be part of making sure that your life is changed in a way that literally will make your life so much better over the next 5, 10, or 20 years, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of your success. I'm investing in your success by creating such a powerful attraction to your property that it just literally, it cannot be resisted. It becomes irresistible because of the story that's attached to it. And each one of your stories, each one of those dots you see on the map, each one of your addresses has their own specific story to be told. And it's my job to make sure it is told to the absolute highest level possible, because of the fact that you're listening to the number one result on Google for real estate podcast show. So anyone who is even remotely interested in this topic, looking for real estate, if they happen to type that search term in, this is the podcast they'll listen to. So hopefully you'll see the benefits of that. And of course, my goal is to make sure you see and feel an incredible result that is something that you've never even dreamed possible. And that's exactly what I want to create for you. Thanks for tuning in.